This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. If you suffer from a diabetic complication, radiation damage, stroke, or a degenerative condition, hyperbaric oxygen therapy may be right for you. Call Hyperbaric Medical Solutions at 844-877-HBOT or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman to learn more.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a wonderful Memorial Day to you and your family. And I hope that you celebrate it in your own special way and that you have a safe and healthy holiday. We're live. We're here. 888-302-3684. We're responsive to your calls and questions. We got lots to talk about this hour, so relax and settle back and hopefully learn something that'll have a positive impact on your health. And the thing I want to start out with this hour is something that I devoted some time to this week with a podcast that we posted recently. An interview with Guy Daniels about a fascinating new nutrient, nicotinamide riboside. It was followed with an article in our newsletter, which we invite you to subscribe to. We've got thousands of happy subscribers, and we bring you dispatches from the frontiers of nutrition every week. And this is a very interesting story because, well, you'd think that after lots of years that we would exhaust the potential of nutrition. Where are the new resveratrols, the new curcumins, the new coenzyme Q10s or ubiquinols? Are we, just as we're, as the frontier of America disappeared in the 1800s, there was less and less to explore because we'd discovered virtually all parts of the country. Is the same thing happening in the field of nutrition? And I will say emphatically no, because there are some new developments that I'm very, very excited about. You know, I'm constantly on the lookout for nutrients that are plausible, the science is good, they make sense, the price point is reasonable. You know, they don't cost, $600 a month to take, or you don't have to take 12 capsules a day. And that they really work in a clinical setting, not just, science is good, okay, lab rats, and, sometimes they'll do a study on six individuals in India, and they'll say that something is great, but I've got to test drive it usually on myself first, and then on select patients in my practice before I make a general recommendation. So nicotinamide riboside has satisfied these requirements for me, I'm prepared to say. And I write about it. You can read more extensively at drhoffman.com. But here's the basic story. Nicotinamide riboside, sounds like, okay, nicotinamide, niacinamide, those are two words for the same thing, vitamin B3. But it's different than niacin or niacinamide because nicotinamide riboside is a newly researched B3 analog. It's like supercharged vitamin B3. That works as a precursor to something called NADH. Well, you've heard of ATP. ATP is an energy molecule in the body. The other major energy molecule in the body is NADH. And it powers virtually all the cells. You could say it's ubiquitous, just like ubiquinone. That's the scientific name for coenzyme Q10. And so something that is an energy precursor and something that's ubiquitous, it's got a lot of potential for a lot of problems. So here are some of the basic points. And again, you can listen to the podcast. It's great. And read more extensively at drhoffman.com. But healthy aging, one of the applications. Researchers at the Lausanne University in France found that by administering nicotinamide riboside to elderly mice, they achieved restoration of their organs' ability to regenerate, as well as enhanced longevity. And this seems to work through something called the sirtuin pathway. And if that kind of sounds familiar, it has something to do with resveratrol. It's also a pathway that's revved by restrictive diets, controlled fasting. And that, however, is a less pleasant prospect than taking a couple of pills a day. Nicotinamide riboside may be an alternative to unpleasant food deprivation as a way of expanding lifespan. And it also revitalizes stem cells. So, you know, a lot of people talk about injecting stem cells. Well, I don't think it's ready for prime time, but I think nicotine rimeside has the potential to get stem cells to step up and help with organ regeneration. Neurological disorders. Well, okay, we know that nerve cells are particularly energy dependent. And so there's a lot of good research now looking at nicotinamide riboside in relation to neurodegenerative conditions, Parkinson's disease especially, multiple sclerosis, peripheral neuropathy, post-stroke, traumatic brain injury. They're actually doing a study here in New York at Cornell on individuals with head injuries and cognitive problems after head injuries. They're recruiting them for a study where they'll give them nicotinamide riboside. Sudden onset hearing loss and Alzheimer's disease. And it was great because I was talking, I had a great podcast this week with Dr. Dale Bredesen, who's heads up the Buck Institute, which is an anti-aging institute. And they're looking at natural therapies for Alzheimer's disease. I'll try to talk about that later. But, you know, we talked about nutrients that could be helpful, resveratrol and coenzyme Q10 and on it goes. Vitamin D and B12, of course. Citicoline, things good for memory. But nicotinamide riboside was on his list of things that could help to forestall age-related memory loss. Metabolic conditions. There's some an interesting study I just posted on Facebook that shows that nicotinamide riboside could forestall diabetic complications. It also seems to reduce insulin resistance, and it helps lipid profiles. And it may even enhance thermogenesis, which is fat burning. Fatigue states. Okay, we got a lot of people with fatigue-related conditions, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. I guess you could say that depression is a form of a fatigue syndrome. Very likely that we'll see great responses in these patients to nicotinamide riboside. Athletic performance. And I've been test driving nicotinamide riboside on myself. And I have to admit, the first time I started taking, I was taking one pill of the 125 milligrams twice daily. And, I feel great. I took it. I didn't notice much of an improvement. So I said, well, you know, maybe it's good for people who are highly fatigued, but didn't really seem to do much for me. Well, at the recommendation of Guy Daniels, who's an expert on this subject, I said, well, let me step up and take 500 instead of 250. That would be two pills twice daily. And I really do notice a difference in energy, focus, and concentration with the high dose. And even though I'm not suffering from particularly fatigue, I'm a post-60 active exerciser. I really think it's got the potential to enhance athletic performance, although we need more human studies to see that. Cancer. There's actually a study recently that shows that nicotinamide riboside helps hepatocellular cancer, one form of cancer, with evidence that it may have an impact on pancreatic cancer. Stay tuned on that because, again, we're not saying it's a magic bullet or a panacea, but there may be benefits there. And so listen to the podcast that I did with Guy Daniels. Read the article that I've posted at drhoffman.com. I think you'll find it intriguing. And I propose that you do a test drive of nicotinamide riboside. The product by Thorne is called Niacel, N-I-A-C-E-L. And take a two-week challenge. Take two capsules of the 125 milligram twice daily and see if you don't have improved energy, stamina, focus, concentration, deeper sleep, because I really think this is the real deal. I think that this is one of the major advances in the field of nutrition that I've seen this decade, and I want to turn our listeners on to it. Check it out. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, of this special holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. But if this hour you are not in a position to call us or doing something else, perhaps you don't feel like calling and being on the air with thousands of people listening, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's one way we take questions, and then we answer them on our weekly Q&A with Layla. It's a podcast, and it's part of our podcast series, this hour or two of radio broadcasting that you hear live across the country. Is but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon, because we're generating podcasts on a daily basis all week, and they're there for you to listen, and they're free. So we invite you to listen to the podcast. If you're not familiar with podcasting, here's some statistics about podcasting. According to an article in Talk Radio, it's safe at this point to call podcasting mainstream media. You know, some people are not utilizing it, but the statistics are amazing. 150 million Americans, 55% of Americans, are now aware of podcasting. 10 years ago, that was 22%. 36% of Americans have listened. That's almost 100 million Americans. A couple of years ago, just 27%. So the growth is astronomical. Demographic sweet spot, still young, 25 to 44, but the 55-plus group is still growing. And it's a way to get information at your own discretion where you don't have to rush to be in a specific place at a specific time to get information. You can just, anytime you want, find it on drhoffman.com. Download a podcast, subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher. It's all there for the listening. We had some great podcasts this week, one on niacinamide riboside. We talked about natural prevention of Alzheimer's disease. Fascinating, fascinating discussion with Dr. Dale Bredesen, a true pioneer in this regard. Well worth listening to. One of my all-time great podcasts. So check it out. Let's talk now to Connie from Suffolk County, New York. How are you doing, Connie?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman, I keep hearing on the TV that the only thing that's going to help with this Zika virus, you know, the mosquitoes, is the DEET spray. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use that.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, and you're located in Suffolk County, which is a particular concern to me because that's one of the places I'm going to be spending a lot of time on at this weekend. And, you know, with family members, even with young gals who may be, you know, pregnancy age. You know, it's a concern. But so let me tell you a couple things about Zika. You know, first of all, a lot of concern about Zika spreading into the Northeast as the temperatures go up and as mosquitoes begin biting. But so far, the confirmed cases on Long Island, which is where you're calling from, have been in people who had recently returned from travel to one of the countries where the outbreak is spreading explosively, including the Caribbean and Latin America. And I think there's like, you can count them on one hand, the number of cases. And there is a concern that it could be sexually transmitted, too. So, you know, if a guy comes back from a vacation, has sex with a woman who's pregnant, there's a possibility of transmission, although that is, there's few documented cases, but it's kind of rare. The particular type of mosquito that causes it is called the Aedes aegypti mosquito. And it does reach the Long Island area from April to around November. Actually through maybe more likely September. And there's also another species, a little more common, which can be found in New York City and Long Island. It's called Aedes albopictus. And these can transmit not just Zika, but also dengue and chikungunya, and West Nile and Eastern equine encephalitis and Japanese encephalitis. So they are undertaking an aggressive program in New York to prevent this. And some of that's going to involve spraying, and some of it's going to involve what are called larvicide tablets to treat standing water. And that's something that you as a homeowner ought to be aware of, is that you really want to identify areas of standing water and eliminate those around your house. And you can actually call a Zika information helpline. I'll give it to you. The number is 888-364-4723, and you can request a larvicide tablet, which lasts 2 to 3 months. I won't vouch for its, you know, safety for pets and little children, but you know, anyway, that's going to prevent the mosquitoes from multiplying in your wet areas of your garden, or if you have like a little bird bath or something like that. They're also doing a big number to distribute traps, and they're testing to see if the mosquitoes that they catch are carriers of the Zika virus or other things. And you know, and I gotta say, you know, DEET is toxic, but you know, I wouldn't just put it on if you're sitting on your patio. You know, I think that that's probably overkill. But if you're going to go deep in the woods, especially where ticks are present, I mean, Lyme disease is another concern, you may have to bite the bullet and apply that to your skin. Other things, you know, we've advertised Cedarside in the past. That's a pretty good repellent. But I wouldn't depend on that entirely if you're going into, you know, doing deep woods camping or hiking. That could be potentially risky if in mosquito-infested or tick-infested areas. But Cedarside, good alternative. You can use it to spray your lawn. You can use it to put on your body, put on kids very safely. That's a good product. Cedarside.com, I believe, is the website. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, and a wonderful Memorial Day to you. Hypertension, big problem, and virtually half of people over the age of 55 have hypertension and ultimately require medication. So we're constantly on the lookout for natural therapies in lieu of medication with its side effects. And I've come across something, I want to turn you onto it, which is a wonderful natural alternative to medication. help some people get off medication. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's the Zona Plus, and I've done my due diligence on this, and this is the real deal. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. You use it once a day for just 12 minutes. You got to stick to it for 6 to 8 weeks. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. If it doesn't, return it for a full refund. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right, Carrie Ann from Westchester, New York. Welcome. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you, Dr. Hoffman?
Very well, thanks.
I have a very severe alopecia areata, which I've had for about 15 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, for our listening audience, what's that? Your hair is falling out in patches,
but literally with holes
in your scalp. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. I had a very, very thick head of hair. So after 15 years, I still have some left because it's been falling out slowly, but it's been relentless. Mm-hmm. I've been to dermatologists, endocrinologists, rheumatologists, immunologists.
Mm-hmm.
Over 15 years, I've tried no gluten, no dairy.
Yeah.
Let me just say
that the concern is that this has been going on for 15 years, and the best time to inaugurate like what you're trying is diet therapy for alopecia areata is early on in the beginning, and you probably weren't aware that there were dietary options, or you felt maybe that there's certain medical options like steroid injections were going to stop it. But it's a deep-seated autoimmune condition, and listeners to this program know that I kind of reject the miracle grow theory of hair growth. Like you buy miracle grow and your plant just looks great after you apply the miracle grow. It's not like you're going to take a magic supplement for hair growth and all of a sudden your hair is going to grow back luxuriantly. It's a combination of factors that cause autoimmunity, just as, other autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis and ulcerative colitis. This one affects the follicles of the hair, specifically, and damages and destroys them. And sometimes unfortunately, the recovery, it's irrevocable. It's like they're damaged beyond repair. So that's the bad news. The good news is I think it is amenable to a combination of natural therapies. And among them are, some of the things you're trying, a gluten-free diet, or even better yet, a paleo diet, which I think is the best diet for autoimmunity. I urge patients with autoimmune conditions to eliminate grains altogether and dairy altogether and just kind of go to, the basic foods that we evolved on, 5,000 years ago, fruits, vegetables, fresh, natural grass-fed meats, poultry and eggs. The other thing is that there are some things that tweak the immune system. Higher doses of vitamin D, lots of fish oil can actually curb autoimmunity. You can utilize anti-inflammatory nutrients because there's an inflammatory component to this. And one of the most effective ways to try and gently tweak autoimmune conditions is with something called low-dose naltrexone. It's something that you would have to get as a prescription. It's a low dose of a conventional medication that's actually used for opiate addiction. But when you use it in low doses, it has a immune modulating effect. And there's a chance that you could arrest further hair loss and maybe recover some hair growth through a combination of these techniques. It might take some time and the results may not be 100%, but it's worth exploring. The advice, though, to other individuals who suffer this common disorder is get in early with natural therapies before, the hair loss is irretrievable, because there's some places that are just denuded of hair, and then it's less likely that there's any potential for hair regrowth. See what I'm saying?
When you say high doses of fish oil, what amount? Well,
I would say, I think for autoimmune diseases, I would go like 4-6 capsules a day, you know, and as tolerated. I mean, some people have trouble with fish oil, but fish oil is a wonderful way to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The prescription item was Mala something?
No, it's LDN. LDN. Go to LDNinfo.org for information about low-dose naltrexone and its potential for autoimmune diseases and many other conditions. Okay? Check it out.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye.
My pleasure. 888-302-3684 is our number. And here, this is a remarkable study. This is a study on Parkinson's disease and how a single nutrient can have a major impact on Parkinson's disease. And we're always looking for things for Parkinson's because, frankly, current therapies can just sort of perhaps slow its progression. Ultimately, the medications wear out in their effects, and there's even some suggestion that there may be a burnout effect of dependency on Parkinson's drugs. Part of the brain affected is the substantia nigra, and the substantia nigra basically fails to produce dopamine, so you use things like L-DOPA and Sinemet and drugs to stimulate dopamine production, but eventually the substantia nigra gets burnt out. So new therapy, and it was heralded by Dr. Jonathan Wright, who's a wonderful innovator in this field. I really consider him a mentor, and it's in his March 2016 newsletter, Green Medicine. You can go to greenmedicinenewsletter.com, and you'll actually receive this newsletter as a premium if you subscribe via the Alliance for Natural Health, which is a wonderful organization that promotes access to supplements and therapies of our choice. It's a major organization that supports natural medicine in this country. Vitamin B1 injections. Some remarkable improvements using a simple therapy. It has to be given via shot, 100 milligrams twice weekly. It was easily attainable. Probably involves a shot in the butt or possibly a shot in the arm. According to, they've been working on this research since about 2013, and they started with a small group, 10, and now they've expanded it to a group of 100. And the results are very encouraging. What they found was that, in this study, 50 patients with Parkinson's disease received 100 milligrams of thiamine intramuscularly twice a week for 3 months to 2.3 years. So you got to stick to it. Significant improvement was seen in both motor and non-motor symptoms. The score on the Parkinson's disease rating scale improved significantly by 53%. Within 3 months. I'll take that, 53%. That's pretty good. The average motor score improved by 55%. Patients who had milder disease had complete clinical recovery. That is very cool. I'm just learning about this, and I'm about to begin informing my Parkinson's disease patients that this treatment is available should they wish to receive it. We know that thiamine is a very important nutrient when it comes to nerve function. Deficiencies of thiamine result in conditions like peripheral neuropathy and inability to walk, gait problems and balance problems. And the suggestion is that while patients with Parkinson's disease, on the average, don't have beriberi or true thiamine deficiency, that supercharging them with high doses of thiamine, and the oral thiamine may not work. It may require the injections of thiamine to get the thiamine past the blood-brain barrier, getting it deep into the central nervous system. That may help to slow neurodegeneration and power the motion control centers of the brain. So very interesting and promising article for Parkinson's patients, worth trying. And a therapy that's available from nutritionally oriented physicians. 888-302-3684 is a number. And let's talk to Lillian in New Jersey. How you doing, Lillian?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, doctor. Is there anything that can be done for loss of taste from food, and can it come back?
It can sometimes. Is there a thought to be a cause in your case? Did just spontaneously you lost taste, or did you take a lot of antibiotics or something like that and then lost taste? Was there?
No,
was
that, it just happened.
You didn't have a virus or something? There was a triggering event? Yeah.
No,
but it's not.
I didn't.
It's not. You didn't lose smell. You lost taste in
your taste buds
and your tongue.
Just taste.
Do you have any kind of oral problems? Do you have problems with dry mouth or like inflammation in your mouth? Anything like that? Burning in the mouth? Just
no.
No dental problems or.
Oh no.
Okay, so the one thing that you might try is higher doses of alpha lipoic acid. Alpha lipoic acid or ALA. Comes in 500 or 600 milligram capsules, or at least that's the way we sell it. And I would generally recommend a trial of about three a day, one three times daily, over a period of, you could give it like a couple of months and see if that helps. Because there's some good studies, especially with loss of smell with alpha-lipoic acid. It works on the nerves, and it may have a restorative effect. But it's a tough kind of problem. Sometimes it can be caused by, antibiotics are notorious for damaging taste buds. And certainly things like chemotherapy, they can damage the taste buds. You've had an analysis from a neurologist, just to make sure that, they know what's going on with you?
When I hear nose doctor.
I hear. So he's just saying he's...
Examination. He went over my.
Yeah, and he just says that's what happens. That's wearing out. You're older, and that's
He said everything was fine. My sense of smell, everything.
Yeah. Okay. So try the alpha lipoic acid, and do me a favor. If it does provide you with relief, there's maybe a 50-50 chance you'll get some improvement. I want you to come back on and report it. Let our audience know. Okay.
500 or 600, did you say?
Yeah, 500 to 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid three times daily. Give it a shot.
Alpha-lipoic acid.
Okay, give it a shot.
Might help?
Well, yes, I just did say that it would help, so I think it might help. It might.
Well, this doctor said that, he says, give it time, your taste will come back.
Well, that's a good possibility, too, but why don't we try to facilitate it with the alpha-lipoic acid? All right, have a great Memorial Day, Lillian. Take care. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on this Memorial Day weekend. And one of our top podcasts this month was with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, who has researched the effects of hyperbaric oxygen in conjunction with ketogenic diet for cancer and for a variety of medical conditions. That was followed by another fabulous podcast with Dr. Thomas Seyfried, who is truly the apostle of ketogenic diets for cancer. And he is now a big believer in hyperbaric oxygen as a 1-2 punch, along with special diet for cancer. So let me tell you about Hyperbaric Medical Solutions, which is the premier non-hospital provider of hyperbaric oxygen therapy in the New York metro area. They have three outpatient centers. HBOT is the use of pure oxygen under pressure in a controlled environment, and it's a natural, non-invasive medical treatment. Hyperbaric Medical Solutions uses HBOT to help treat many conditions, including diabetic wounds, effects of radiation, deep-seated bone infections, and severe burns, all approved by the FDA, and certain other conditions with emerging research and positive outcomes are also treated at Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. Very innovative use of HBOT. That includes traumatic brain injury, stroke, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, autoimmune and degenerative conditions, sports-related injuries, and to enhance surgical recovery. Hyperbaric Medical Solutions is in network with most insurance carriers, and it's a private office, so it provides greater comfort and convenience at a lower cost than hospital-based centers. To learn more about Hyperbaric Medical Solutions can help you achieve your optimal health, call 844-877-HBOT. That's 844-877-HBOT, or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman. They have convenient locations in New York City and Long Island. All right. Let us talk about reversal of cognitive decline. That's the podcast that we did with Dale Bredesen, who is really the foremost guy who has advocated a natural approach to arresting cognitive decline. That's a big problem because we're headed for a major epidemic of cognitive decline as America's baby boomers age and we extend life. People are dying less of other causes, but the longer they live, the more likely they are to experience cognitive decline. Very high likelihood that there will be tens of millions of people with cognitive decline or Alzheimer's disease. And reversal of cognitive decline is possible, according to a landmark article that he wrote a couple years ago, 2014, Reversal of Cognitive Decline, a Novel Therapeutic Program. And it consists of lifestyle measures, exercise, stress reduction, healthy diet, and key nutritional supplements, including such things as resveratrol. He's also interested in nicotinamide riboside, as we were talking about earlier. He tries to optimize hormones, DHA, pregnenolone, thyroid, uses bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Testosterone definitely has cognitive enhancing effects for many men. And detoxification is an element of that as well, getting rid of heavy metals. So you really want to listen to this because it really is an exciting paradigm that is far more promising than our current magic bullet approach, where we're trying to invent targeted drugs that are expensive, have a lot of side effects, and are only temporarily effective in slowing progression to Alzheimer's disease. All right, let's talk to John in Queens. Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you for taking my call, Doctor.
My pleasure.
I've heard a lot about this Garcinia Cambogia. It's mm-hmm. been on TV. Supposedly, yep. Melissa McCarthy lost weight on this, and I was just wondering if it's really.
You know, I'm not sure that she did. You know, what's happening with some of these things is they'll take sometimes they'll appropriate a picture of a celebrity, which are public domain, and then sometimes sleazy outfits that are promoting weight loss pills will put their pitch along with pictures of someone who's undertaken a remarkable weight loss, which could be for any number of reasons. She could have a great physical trainer. She could be on a ketogenic diet. You know, these Hollywood celebrities have access to all kinds of things. Or she may be, frankly, on diet pills or amphetamines. Who knows? And then they say that it was attributable to Garcinia Cambogia. Or they'll take Dr. Oz, who, has kind of put his toe over the line a little bit on recommending weight loss supplements, and they'll say that he advocates or gives this to his, quote, celebrity clients, of which he has none because he's, you know, he's a surgeon. He doesn't have an office and practice medicine. So, you know, you got to beware, you know, caveat emptor when it comes to these claims.
Well, that's why I was asking what your opinion would be.
I think it may have a very minor effect. The studies that seem to suggest that it works show possibly a minor effect in studies that aren't really that big or well replicated. You know, I just think that there's very little in the world of weight loss pills. I think it's more about diet and exercise. And, you know, certainly nutritional support can help. EGCG is a bit of a fat burner. Capsaicin natura, which is made from hot peppers, is a little bit of a fat burner. But these things may offer like a 2 to 5% advantage, and they're not going to make pounds magically meld off while you know, sit around in your lazy boy eating donuts. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Is there anything you would recommend?
Yeah, I just did. You know, I would say, you know, EGCG, but you know, Capsaicin natura, but you got to do the diet. I would say paleo diet or ketogenic diet. Slow weight loss is the way to go. There's no magic bullet. Well, thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Please check out drhoffman.com for lots of intelligent medicine information.